Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen Novery Pensions team. It's Monday, the 25th of October. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the past 7 days. This week, we report on new requirements for simpler annual statements from the 1st of October 2022, which will apply to statements provided to members by DC automatic enrolment schemes where the member is not in receipt of benefits. New regulations, statutory guidance, and an illustrative template have been published. We also report on developments in relation to sustainable investment and stewardship. First, the government's roadmap to sustainable investing discusses plans for new sustainability-related disclosure requirements, including for pension schemes, as well as other proposals and expectations. Second, the government is consulting on requiring Paris alignment reporting by trustees that are in scope for the new climate-related governance and disclosure duties. It is proposing that all trustees who are in scope for these duties must comply with the further requirements from the 1st of October 2022, with no staged rollout. This would mean that occupational schemes with £1 billion or more in assets under the specific valuation rules would need to comply from that date. The government is also consulting on new guidance on statements of investment principles and implementation statements. We also report on changes to the asset class information to be provided by DB schemes in scheme returns from 2023, an update from HMRC on the closure of scheme cessation and scheme reconciliation e-rooms, and developments in relation to the Fraud Compensation Fund. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.